Let me go to the phones right now. I have Arnie Bernstein on the phone. Arnie, are you there?
I'm all there.
Hi there, Arnie. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Who am I speaking to, Dan or Henny?
You got both of us right here.
My lucky day.
Now,
don't be a smartass. I've got a splitting headache, and I'm hungover, and let's just try and keep it civil.
All right, I'm going to try to
set... And polite.
And polite. Well, we'll see how it goes, Arnie. I'm going to try to set the stage
here. I'm on your side.
I know you are. I'm going to try to set the stage here, and then you take it from where you want to take it, Arnie. You have been...
Right, exactly. Which part, because it went over AP in several versions.
I have the Associated Press version, okay? Let's put it this way. The headline reads, "Who's the bigger scofflaw? The man out to show it's the police." That's the story I've got.
I try to play by the rules, I'm trying to do is make everybody else I come in contact do the same.
Arnie, you've been arrested 3 times since last fall.
That is correct.
You go to police stations, mainly the Hartford, Connecticut Police Department.
That is correct.
And you go into the lot where the police officers...
Actually, they don't have a lot. They're parking along a street that they felt that they have such privilege to park along that they put a sign on a public street, "No trespassing, trespassers will be prosecuted." This is a street going along the west perimeter of that police department. It's off near the Connecticut River, and they wanted to feel safe and secure where they parked their vehicles, so they basically have seized the street without due process.
Now, what you basically do is check these cars out.
I just walk up and down the street, and what has happened is individuals that are employees in that area just seem to think that they do not have to, or whatever it was, there's a hell of a lot of a percentage of people not complying that should be complying.
Right. You're saying that the police officers are breaking the law with their own private automobiles, that they are ticketing people for...
Not only am I saying it, but I have the license plate numbers and registration numbers to verify it.
Arnie, it all started back in 1991. What got under your skin?
My daughter was working at 20 years old, her first job at McDonald's at 5:30 in the morning, and all of a sudden, this kid is struggling to make it financially, and she comes to me. I'm separated from her mom, and she says, "Dad, I can't run my car anymore. Somebody came through the parking lot at 7 o'clock in the morning, an officer, and gave me a ticket, not only for an emission sticker, but my vehicle is not going to pass. It's a clunker." And it just happened to tickle me a little wrong. I went down to that particular local police department, West Hartford, Connecticut, and believe it or not, they had every right to do it. Every one of them was complying and so forth. In other words, I hit the suburban area departments where things are just run a little smoother. At that point, I went to the inner city, which is Hartford, and found that that's why the inner cities aren't functioning. The loose wires and bolts and nuts and the care and the concern it seems to be lacking from city of Hartford,
Arnie?
Connecticut.
Arnie, approximately how many hours of free time do you have per week?
A hell of a lot more than I need to be. But I try to devote all of my free time to what I could minimally construe as political, environmental causes. I've got a few heroes like the leader of the former Gorbachev, who has turned from red to green, according to an article I just read. I admire Ralph Nader. I just admire people that are trying every day to do it the honest.
Well, how come you got arrested 3 times? Obviously, they must have feared you were breaking the law too.
We'll have a jury and a judge decide who was breaking the law more.
You get free pot from the government?
No, I do not get free pot from the government. I go to any street corner in Hartford where they run up to me and try to sell it to me.
You smoke it?
Occasionally, I have smoked it. I found that there's a significant medicinal value to it. There's certainly a sacramental aspect, as my friends, the Rastafarians, have advised me.
But you're not a Rastafarian.
What is a Rastafarian?
Rastaman.
If you can say to me, I'm not a Rastafarian, what is a Rastafarian?
Well, I think you got to have dreadlocks.
Yeah.
No, that's merely a cosmetic aspect. I think in my heart I'm a Rastafarian, so help me God. Or a Buddhist. I merely wish to keep it a little cleaner, a little better, a little saner for our children, our grandchildren tomorrow. If that is strange or way out, then you've got the right guy on the radio station.
Well, I want to ask you one question,
yes,
and then we'll because you could go for hours. If I go and say, who is Arnold Bernstein? Your answer would be?
My answer would be a guy that prays for the right size small hammer, a can of oil, so that I can apply it to some of the wrongs in the world.
Brilliant. Brilliant.
Thank you.
And your quest continues, doesn't it, Arnie?
I would, God willing, I hope so. But if you call me back in any time at your convenience, I'll give you some great documentary commentary on everything, because my whole day with free time, I'm a poor kid from a poor neighborhood in Hartford that's made it pretty decent, and all I want to do is share.
You want to share? Will you give us some dough?
Why are you talking dough? I'll give you the seeds to plant your own wheat. Why would I have to make my bakery produce your dough?
So true. So true. Again, the words of wisdom.
If you feed a man, you merely deprive him. If you give him the seeds and the tools to feed himself, and then he's no longer a burden to society.
Arnie, are you all bummed out about the Whalers moving out of town?
No. I thought that was a big ripoff to the people in the city.
The Whalers?
Absolutely.
How can you say that?
How can you say that? Because I'll help carry their bags to the station as they leave. They're a bunch of bums.
Arnie, thanks for coming on.
God bless you.
God bless you. Woo! Certified loon. Yes, K-Rock, who am I speaking with?
It's Robert Lindstrom.
Robert, and you are with what?
I'm with the Volusia County School Board. I'm supervisor.
Oh, your supervisor.
Yes.
I guess you're well aware of this whole thing involving the high school teacher at DeLand High?
I certainly am, and Buddy's been a friend of mine for the past 18 years.
You're, of course, referring to Neil III, the teacher who is currently under suspension right now for pulling the starter's pistol on the little kid, or the ninth grader. He's still a little kid, and, threatening him with it. What are your comments on this thing?
As I said, Earl has been a friend of mine for the past 18 years. While certainly it would be ludicrous to support someone taking a pistol and pointing it at a student, loaded or unloaded, we don't condone that. But I think what people need to understand is that I don't know how old a gentleman you are.
I'm 35.
Well, times have changed since we were in school. I'm 48. Times have changed since we were in school, and the kids don't seem to respond to traditional forms of discipline in the way that that we did when we were in school.
So what are you saying? So a gun is a way to get through to a kid?
Well, it certainly got through to this kid.
It scared the living daylights out of him, but I don't think it's the right place in the classroom to go and pull a starter's pistol, a .22 caliber starter's pistol.
And again, I'm in agreement on that. It's dangerous, but it was a hell of a wake-up call for the kid.
Oh.
We're looking into to alternative methods. We feel like Volusia County is going to lead the way, and we want to be out in front of this thing. We've looked into forms of discipline that
like what?
Non-traditional.
Non-traditional. Like what?
I don't know if you're familiar with, they call it a taser.
Oh, don't even give me that. Yeah, I know what a taser is.
The thing to keep in mind is it's
that's called
harmless. It's harmless, but it will disable an aggressive student and disable them rather quickly.
A taser is a very violent instrument used to completely subdue a person for a period of time. You want to do that to a ninth grader?
Well, that's the idea. If the ninth grader is out of control, that's what you do, sure.
You're going to go and taser a kid in a classroom.
We've looked into other things. And
like what?
The cattle prod.
Cattle prod?
You got to keep order in the classroom.
You got to be joking with me, aren't you?
We've looked into everything from cattle prods to rubber bullets. I kid you not. There has to be some form of order in the classroom. If you don't have order in the classroom, you've got chaos, and that's not a conducive learning environment. We're trying to do this for the kids that want to learn.
What do you think a parent is going to say when their kid gets tasered or cattle prod at school?
One of the things that we're also looking into, the taser is just one of many options. The other options that we've looked into is hiring bigger teachers.
What?
You know, big badasses.
Big badasses.
Well,
for
teachers. like Piker guys.
Isn't that a form of discrimination? Somebody that's quite capable of giving a child an education cannot get a job in your school district because you want big guys?
Well, let me ask you something.
What? Because
if you're the head coach of the Jacksonville Jaguars, are you going to be sued because you're hiring people that are big?
It's two different things. Everyone's
entitled. No, it's not two different things. You got a job to do, and if somebody needs an ass kicking, you have to have the people in place that can do it. I'm a firm believer in that.
You're a stupid man, aren't you?
No.
You have to be stupid to even...
I would challenge you. I have several degrees.
Yeah, several degrees in what? Being an ass?
I have a doctorate in education and also one in subversive discipline.
So the two go hand in hand, huh? Maybe you were sleeping in class during that first degree that you got, and this other one kind of like perked an interest in you.
You see, you're part of the problem.
No, I'm not part of the problem. You're part of the problem.
I'll be honest with you. I would take a taser to you right now.
Don't ever threaten me on my show. You'll put a taser to me. Why don't you bring your fat old man, old method ass down here, Mr. Taser, and try to do something like that to me, and I'd kick your ass.
Well, I certainly will, because I wouldn't be alone. I'd had a lot of badass biker teachers.
Yeah, a lot of your badass biker teachers, huh?
Yeah, I'll take a leather strap to your ass.
Kiss my ass.
Southwest Florida, sure have a wonderful time. I feel as high as that Australian pine. Now I'm sweating my friggin' ass off in that Southwest Florida heat, but I'm loving all the people that I get to meet. You got to tune your radio on, now listen to me. We got that powerful stuff that'll knock you off. Fort Myers, all the radios are on. All over Southwest Florida, you know it can't be wrong. From Marco to Fort Charlotte, they all heard the news. They say 2 o'clock, time to light the fuse. Local radio that there's ever been. The show is so damn good it makes the Pope wanna sin. The fell out to the beaches, people laugh out loud. Got the show that draws flies and a bit of a crowd. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it. Stand and hit it all afternoon. We're like whiskey and liquor, hot paradise. Listen to us once, and you're gonna listen twice. Got up way too damn early for too damn long. Back in the afternoon.
Southwest Florida, we're always here to help. But unfortunately, there's actually very little we can do. Sorry. Just try not to focus on the pain. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. This is the Stan and Haney broadcast for Monday. My name's Stan. There's Haney and D-Train behind the glass as we start a whole new week of shows.
Everything's great. When's Memorial Day?
This next Monday. So there's a light at the end of the tunnel.
So we're okay
that? Oh, yeah. We're good. We're solid.
Nice.
We're solid.
Because I forget about these things.
Well, I'm going to tell you.
And I started seeing posters, Memorial Day hours. I'm like, when the hell is that? Has it already passed and we worked it and didn't know?
Memorial Day is one of the biggies. Now, people will say, now every few years or, you know, we'll take a King Day off and then work a King Day, or we'll take a President's Day off, but then some years work a President's Day. Memorial Day, we're off. Good. Now, in the past, they used to have me personally on a car lot on the side of the road, but not get it up. Get it all up. Get it all out of there. This could have been done. I told you. I gave you like a 3-minute warning.
And I was working on it.
I know you were. But yeah, Memorial Day is one of your big holidays. Here, you got your, get it up, get it. You got your Memorial, you got your Labor, you got your Fourth.
And I know the listeners don't like it when we take time off.
We're human beings.
But I want to explain to you something. When you hear us working one of these holidays, it basically means we're working for free.
Yeah, because we get paid for it anyway. It's a paid holiday.
But occasionally, they'll punish us and say...
punish us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, you're working that.
Oh, yes, that's happened. Absolutely.
But for the past 10 years, we've been taking... Yeah. No, not this year.
Here's the line I used to get from a program director that's not here anymore. Oh, you're working Memorial Day. That's a comp day. You can take it sometime later on.
But then you're never allowed to take it.
You're not allowed to take it. You should have seen what I saw yesterday.
You know, and before we move on, when I first started working here, no other company I'd worked for had anything called comp days. You either had the day off or you didn't.
Right.
And I thought, isn't that cool? I could pool a bunch of these comp days and do this. No. I realized... Comp day means you lose it because they'll never allow you to take it.
Comp day means we're fooling you.
Comp day means you can apply to use that comp day, and then they'll go, well, you know, you could have used that any other day of the year, but it just so happens you can't use it here.
No.
And you go, okay. You come back another 2 weeks. I wish you'd told me yesterday.
Yep. Oh, yeah. That's the way it is.
So what happened to you this weekend?
Oh. First time it's ever happened to me in Florida.
Oh, now, my God. Are we about to get a hustler hot letter?
Yeah.
I never thought this would happen to me.
Penthouse forum.
So I start into the car wash.
No, this was so cool. This was major league cool. Of course, you know me. I was a little nervous about it. So...
This had never happened to me before.
Yeah.
I was a little nervous.
I've seen it before, but first time in Florida. Florida.
Mm-hmm. In the Florida area.
Right. So after I played golf yesterday, I played...
What'd you have for breakfast yesterday?
I played a shrimp cocktail.
Okay. Didn't you take your $100 autographed golf balls out?
Yep. And I took a nice Cuban cigar and lit it with a $50 bill.
Nice.
Afterwards, my girlfriend and I went to the Calusa Nature Center to the planetarium.
Were they playing Floyd?
No. They have a new thing there, and it's like almost like surround thing. But that's neither here nor there. She had never been to a planetarium before, and I'm like, what? You didn't even go to one in school or anything? Nope.
Oh, that was quite an experience for her.
Yeah, so went to the planetarium, And at the Calusa Nature Center, they give you a wristband. And you're entitled to the planetarium shows, and you can go around the grounds of the Nature Center. And they do a lot of good work there.
Yeah, where you can go and harass raccoons and armadillos. Yep, yep.
And they have in their caged. This is, they rehabilitate animals, some that can't be put back out into the wild.
Well, they haven't proven they can be trusted yet.
Right. Others that are rescue animals and stuff. So it was a rainy day. It was muddy, and I wasn't going to go walking
on
the
tracks. It's been raining for 2 weeks now.
So I'm at the Nature Center. We finished the planetarium show, and we're just looking around. And I'm walking through before we get to the trail, and inside cat carriers underneath the stairs, they're rehabilitating a big hoot owl and hawks. And they're in, like, cat carriers. And you're like, had no idea they were there. They're just, oh, there they are. And then they have the cage where they have the bald eagle that has the broken wing, and he's in the cage. And you looked at a few other things. They had a few tortoises and, yes, raccoons that they have to take out for some reason. And so we're seeing all these things. And that was interesting, but nothing really big. So it starts raining a little harder at the Calusa Nature Center. And we start walking back out to the parking lot where the car's parked. But instead of walking out to the parking lot, we were so far back into the Nature Center, we took one of the side roads back out to walk to the car. And it's raining and it's coming down. I'm starting to get wet. My shoes are getting wet and muddy. Walking through the parking lot. Not caged, not being rehabilitated, caught him completely off guard. I'm staring down face to face.
Pervert?
Oh, yep, yep, yep. Guy called Peter the Perv. Yep, scratched himself and then ran off. No, a full-grown adult red fox.
They're fun.
Walked right up. I'm walking down the sidewalk, and he's walking the other way, and there was a meeting of the minds. We were both eyeballing each other.
Hey, we didn't plan on this. No harm, no foul. Let's just go on.
And I'm like going, wait a second. This isn't something that they're rehabilitating. This isn't an exhibit. I'm eye to eye with a full-grown adult red fox.
Well, they don't
fox.
Get that big, do they?
Oh, this was a size.
Like cat size.
No! This was like, I thought it was a dog.
What kind of dog? Size wise.
This would be like, you know, the kind of dogs that.
Minpin?
No! That herd sheep. You know those sheep dogs, those field sheep dogs?
You're talking like an old English sheep dog?
Yeah, not a raggedy. No! Let's say
like a terrier.
About the size.
Like a rat terrier?
No, it's bigger than that. Like a boxer.
Huh.
Big boy. Right there.
That had to be like a granddaddy.
He was big. And a big, giant, fluffed up tail. Ears all perked up.
Did it make a noise?
Nope.
Did you make a noise at it?
Just a stunned noise.
Because I know when you get stunned, you make a certain noise.
Look, for about 3 seconds, three, 4 seconds, the only thing you could hear was the rain hitting the leaves.
Eye contact?
Oh, yes! And staring at each other, and then...
Now, how close were you really? Feet or yards?
From me to D-Train.
Oh, that's safe.
Oh, yeah, sure. So we're eyeballing.
Well, it wouldn't be safe if it was something that meant you harm, but it doesn't mean you harm.
He didn't move. I took a step forward. And just like a dog that you let out of the house for the first time in like a week, he starts doing the old trot. And they're spazzy.
Oh, yeah, they're a lot of fun.
They're a spaz animal.
You've been around them before, haven't
I've
you?
I've seen them, like, behind a cage, and then up north I've seen them when they were robbing chickens out of the chicken coop and running away, but never, like, eyeballing each other.
They're fun.
And as soon as I took a step forward, he started right out into the woods.
It startled me. I've told you this before. You remember when I lived on the river? Everything came through my yard. And remember I had that big lanai?
Yeah.
Like, you could jog on that lanai.
Yeah, and you had those raccoons. They were swarming, like about 20 of them. That's creepier.
But
this was fascinating.
But one day, I was doing something else, and then I turn around and I notice the cat is running back and forth the length of the lanai. It was a long lanai. And it's like it's running laps. And I go, what the hell? Cats don't act like that. What are you doing? And I walk out there, and the cat freezes. And on the other side of the screen, as close as it can be, is a fox.
There's something.
And once both of them realized I wasn't coming out there, I wasn't going to do anything to them, they went right back to it, and they were racing back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Like, they're having a great time. And that cat was very territorial, didn't like the raccoons, didn't like any other animals, but it loved to play with the fox.
Yeah, this,
they're up to something.
Somebody just pointed something out, and I'm pretty sure it was a fox. But this, they say, one texter said it gets to about 30 pounds, and that the way that it could have been a coyote.
You know the difference between a coyote and a fox.
I most certainly do, and this looked like a fox, unless coyotes get a reddish color fur. Do they? They're gray, right? They're not red.
They could.
What?
Yeah.
Like a red fur?
That's why I was thinking.
Big fluffy tail?
Yeah.
But it had red fur.
Do you know the difference between a coyote and a fox?
I'm pretty sure I do. I think I'm intelligent enough to spot the difference, and I'm saying that was a fox.
Because I'm willing to go to war on your side. If I come to find out that you don't know the difference between a coyote and a fox.
I know the difference between a fox and a coyote.
He was from you to D-Train.
Yes.
I don't think you could be mistaken.
No, that's a coyote right there. That wasn't him. I saw a fox, I think. Oh, I don't know what I saw. Now I'm confused.
Did he look like what you saw?
He was about that size.
You saw a coyote.
I saw a fox.
Foxes don't get that big.
I'd like to see a fox. That coyote standing up. I'd get a look at his tail. I'm 99. No, that's a wolf.
The picture before. Because you can see his tail.
Yeah. No, it was fluffier than that.
But he's laying down.
That's why I wanted to see a picture of him standing up. No, I'm pretty sure. We'll be back. I don't know.
Howard Stern.
All right, well, you get a hold of that Stan and Haney tape.
Where would then send it to?
To me.
Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Got the grab bag for you here in just a second. In about an hour, another round of isolated vocals. I found a new batch of them. We'll play them for you. Wayback Machine later on today. I saw a fox. Somebody just sent me a picture of a full-grown adult fox, and that's what it is. Here, this is what I saw. And now I'm getting right there. There he is.
Let me come look at it.
That's what I... There. Oh, you can see it right there. That's what I saw.
Well, that's a coyote.
That is not a coyote. It's a red fox. And look, I just texted my girlfriend, and here's what she said to me. She's getting mouthy.
What?
I said...
Your girlfriend?
Yeah, she got a little... Well, look...
I'm surprised.
I said, could it have been a coyote that we saw? He was big. Her reply, no. I texted the station before when you were talking about it. I know what an effing fox looks like when I see one.
Whoa.
It's a fox.
Well,
and then somebody sent a picture of it. It's a fox. Not that red fox. Not Fred Sanford.
Well, you can't blame her, really. Can't believe you did that to her.
What?
show weakness, doubt.
I didn't show weakness. I didn't run away from the fox. I stepped forward.
No, but you started getting wishy-washy, well, wondering, did I see
maybe
that?
Maybe I did see a coyote.
And she has no patience for that.
None.
You're to be the man.
You're right, Haney. You're absolutely right.
Because all these other things you like.
Yeah.
See, if you start getting soft now, you'll wreck the whole thing.
Gotta stay tough.
All the things,
I know what I saw.
All the things that other women didn't like about you, she likes.
Yeah, I know.
And that's the stern Stan who is disinterested with life. Disillusioned about everything. And why?
Why?
Because Stan knows better.
Yes.
Stan knows something everybody else doesn't.
Yes. And I saw a fox.
And that's what... There you go.
Damn it. That was a big fox I saw. It was no coyote.
Kind of idiots trying to tell you saw a coyote.
Yeah.
Not a doubt in your mind.
Not a doubt, Stan. I've been a wildlife biologist here in Southwest Florida for almost 20 years. That was no fox, I promise you that. Either a coyote or a hybrid of some type. Wolves or coyotes, they've been...
Now you got to get very aggressive with that texter.
They crossbreed.
You got to get very aggressive now.
What do I say?
You don't know what you're talking
about. Don't tell me my business.
You don't know what you're talking about, wildlife expert.
Grab bag. Brought to you by the Pewter Mug.
You cannot show weakness.
Can't. I know what I know.
Doubt, indecision, you know where that belongs?
Yeah, where?
That belongs with me.
Yeah.
When you're around her, you know exactly what you're doing at all times, and you know better than her what should be happening.
That's an Evan Fox.
Yep. Now, it doesn't matter if it turns out it was a coyote.
It could be, but I knew it was a fox.
What are the chances you're going to run across it again? You stick to your guns.
Yep, zero that I'd run across it again.
Yep.
That was a fox, a big one.
What do you think? This girl just falls into your lap for no reason? I can't believe you texted her like that.
Well, I was questioning it. I said, did our eyes deceive us?
You reached out to her to question yourself.
Yeah, that was a bad move on my part.
You'll never do that again.
Ever.
It's probably because you had to take an antihistamine.
That's it. Oh, this is a good story.
And I'll back you up.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
And I'll
that.
Say, you know, antihistamine, that'll bring even the strongest man to his knees.
Right, yep. Make him crumble.
Yep.
Teenager in... All right, I'm going to start off with some good news. A teenager in Houston named Lewis Jordan was picking up his mom from work like a good son should. And he saw a woman...
Well, mom shouldn't be having to work.
Right, that's true. He saw a woman in a wheelchair waiting at the bus stop. She was in direct sunlight. It was really hot. So he went over to that handicapable woman and held an umbrella over her head.
Why? She's handicapable.
This is a good point.
She's differently abled.
He stayed with that woman for almost 2 hours until a handicap accessible bus came by.
That is so rude.
It was unbearably hot. I wouldn't want to be out there in the sun. Come to find out, it ended up being a little longer for Metro Lift to come get her, so we ended up waiting out there for a good hour and 45 minutes. But we laugh, joke. She's in a book club. Ooh. Comes to find out she likes pork chops. I owe her some stuffed pork chops. I pray that God allow me to be used every day. I've been down and out so much, man, and... I've been that person.
Good
you know,
for him.
I like that guy.
I do too.
But he has to get with the times. You're not allowed to do that anymore. It's very insulting. They are differently abled.
Yep.
They are handicapable. And if they wanted an umbrella, they're smart enough to bring it on their own.
You'd hope.
Just because there's something wrong with their physical body doesn't mean they're mentally deficient, sir.
Yeah.
And if she wanted an umbrella, she would have bought one.
He owes her stuffed pork chops.
See, that's how life should be, of being nice and helping each other, but we have to get with the times, Stan.
All right, you be the judge.
And how did he know it was a woman? That was very presumptive.
Yep.
He should have referred to her as they or them or whatever it is.
The internet has already found the next Laurel Yanny clip.
Oh, no. Yeah, haven't we had enough?
It comes from a little toy, which says the word, well, you have to listen to it, which says the word brainstorm when you push the button.
No, it's green needle.
But it could also be green needle, depending on which one you're thinking about when you listen
to it. It's green needle.
Take a listen. The recording's not as good as vocabulary.com.
With that flamboyant fella.
Yeah.
Green needle. Bird bath.
Bird brainstorm.
Bath. Bird bath.
Don't even. Don't even.
It's green needle.
Brainstorm. What did you hear?
Green needle, of course.
Brainstorm.
No, it's green needle. I think it wants you to hear brainstorm.
Yeah.
See, that's the way these New World Order things work. You're hearing brainstorm. Come here, we'll give you a brainstorm. When, in reality, what you're getting is the big green needle.
I hear green needle now. Green needle.
See? You've been red-pilled. You know better. Everybody else go, ooh,
no,
brainstorm.
No, it's what you're thinking about at that time.
Nope, it's brainstorm. Whoopee, let's all have a brainstorm.
It's supposed to be saying brainstorm.
Yep.
The damn doll's called brainstorm.
And we're the only ones that know what you're really getting is not a brainstorm, but a green needle.
Here's a guy seeking attention. He quit his job at the Popeyes by walking into the Popeyes, letting everybody know that he was quitting. But he didn't say, I quit. He decided he had a whole production piece done, and he sang he quit.
So I got an announcement. So I'm quitting my job today.
Hey, let him know you about to quit.
I don't even want to work here no more. Uh-huh. And I'm telling you, child, you got the chicken on the floor.
Uh-huh.
Look. I don't even want to work here no more. You have to find somebody to cover my
Okay, I don't need cussing on this radio show, all right?
Well, that wasn't very nice of him. Why didn't he just get his check and move on?
No kidding.
Like the rest of us.
Like the rest of America. Huh. With the royal wedding, somebody put together a collage, a montage. That the royal wedding gave every local news anchor the right to try their British accent.
Nothing worse than a phony British accent.
Yup, don't you know it.
It was definitely a breaking point for them. They were very good people, very warm
that doesn't
people.
Sound
very
like what you intended.
They went
that?
And sold everyone.
Come on, take charge, Stan. Take charge.
Went to the park and
I know what that one is, so I'll get to the other
you
one.
You need
in
to
a second.
Take charge.
You know what this is?
What?
I skipped over it. This is sad. And you can't talk a person out of it.
What happened to the British accent?
I'll get to that next. A couple in Texas thought... This is no joke. A couple in Texas thought Judgment Day was coming. So they sold all of their stuff... Gave away a bunch of $100 bills and burned their house down.
What?
And then walked away from the house with nothing on their backs. And I mean walked away naked because they thought Judgment Day.
Did somebody tell them this or did they figure it out on their own?
I don't know. Here's a neighbor talking about it.
It was definitely a breaking point for them. They were very good people, very... warm people, very helpful people. They went and sold every one of their personal belongings, went to the park, and literally was handing out $100 bills to people that they seemed fit needed it. I think they were ready for a new start. I mean, they really believed that today was Judgment Day. I could do nothing more than turn my head because it was shocking as hell. I've seen a lot of wild, crazy things in my life, and bar none, that hit the top three list. Really like to push for everyone to pray for them. They were good, honest people.
And just thought that was it.
But we don't know how they came to this conclusion.
No.
You know what? If that's what you truly believe is going on, it makes perfect sense.
Yeah.
If that's what you truly believe,
that's
without a doubt,
believe.
Is happening, that makes their actions are not a mystery.
Here's the bad English accent from local anchors.
If you enjoy phony British accents, this is the week of the year for you.
Ethan, tell us the details and do it in a British accent for fun.
Hello, governor.
Hello, governor.
Hello. Tally-ho. No.
Pip, pip.
Cheerio, everyone.
Cheerio, everyone.
Cheerio this morning.
Cheerio.
Cheerio. I've made it to merry old England.
Oh, the room.
Hello.
Hello, hello, hello.
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 You cheeky monkey.
Tally-ho.
Maybe a spot of tea.
Spot of tea.
A spot of tea.
A spot of tea.
A spot of tea.
Spot of tea.
From the town of Windsor. Top of the morning.
What? They don't know the difference between Ireland and...
I don't know.
I'll tell you this, though. Enjoy it while you can, because it's going away.
Yep.
Because of television.
Yeah.
If you've noticed, the British accents are nowhere near as thick as they used to be.
Right. If you want to get into TV, because Americans like the sound of a British accent.
But not a real one.
It's the it's the false sense of security. Oh, he knows what he's talking about. She knows what she's talking about.
Must be smart.
Yeah. Told you about the...
Guess what? Your ancestors talk like that.
Yeah.
And they decided not to.
Yep. They came right here for their first show. Steve Martin, Martin Short. It's going to be on Netflix, one of their tour stops.
Where they do nothing but insult each other for 90 minutes.
It's called An Evening You Will Never Forget on Netflix.
When Marty and I fly together, we save a lot of money because Marty fits conveniently in the overhead bin.
Our friendship has so long survived. It's lasted 30 years somehow.
Let's count the awards that you have won. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, none.
My friend Steve Martin!
My friend Martin Short!
Like Anderson Cooper froze to death on New Year's Eve.
Gonna be on Netflix.
That's all they do is insult each other.
Yeah, back and forth. It's great.
Has anybody ever seen Martin Short and Dana Carvey in the same room?
They had. They were on Saturday Night Live at the same time, weren't they?
No.
Oh, they weren't.
I've never seen them work together. I've never seen them mention one another.
Preakness.
You know,
don't think you can do the Belmont.
Am I the only one that's a bit disappointed? It's not the horse's fault. It's weather.
Yeah. Both races on slop. This was a little bit closer, but Justify will go to the Belmont.
What they call
a chance at the Triple Crown.
The test of champions.
They're off in the Preakness. Justify appeared to come out cleanly with good magic. Quip on the inside with early speed two. As the field comes into the final furlong, it is Justify in front. Good magic on the outside tenfold. Bravazo, Justify, he's unstoppable. He won the Preakness. Bravazo was second. Tenfold was third. Good magic was fourth. And a final time of 1:55 4/5 seconds. Not even the fog could stop him.
Yeah, that was absolutely horrible in there. What?
Are we being fired?
Well, the engineer wouldn't be there for that.
Oh, he might be just for muscle.
Now, the market manager would come in.
Ask D-Train if we're being fired.
But he'd...
I'm not privy to that information.
Can you ask Brad if we're being fired?
He just walked out. I will say I did a Google search, Haney, of Martin Short and Dana Carvey.
Yeah.
Not a single photo of those two together on the internet.
No, there's something going on there.
I don't
there.
Think you'll find him.
No. What's going on?
He wouldn't come with Richard the engineer.
Who would he come with?
He'd come with the office manager.
Oh, that's his real muscle.
Yeah. That's the one.
I think he knows karate.
So that you can do a proper exit interview.
Yeah.
So we're okay, I think, for now.
Yeah, I remember that day when George Beasley came here and there were all the police officers. I thought that was it.
Yeah. Grab bag brought to you by the pewter mug.
I don't think you could find Dana Carvey and Martin Short in the same room. They've never worked together.
Never been to a premiere or award ceremony, a comedy show, a talk show? Can't find any of it.
It's like they live in separate universes.
You know that first story we talked about with the handicapped lady and the guy with the umbrella?
Yeah.
Absolute Law text line. Why does Haney have to be such a dick about a nice story?
Because the world is a dick.
Well, to give Haney credit, the news story to go along with that, photo,
yeah,
is the gentleman, the lady, the umbrella, and a police officer standing there.
Oh, yeah, in case he had to break it up. In case there was any insults.
Don't touch her.
96 K-Rock is where we've been for many years. It's not a bad place to be. Besides, we've been told we can check out any time we like. And then they said something else, but I forgot what it was. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Telephone number into the studio. 239-277-9600. We'll take your phone calls. Maybe get yourself a prize. I'll go over
those.
Do you
hear a hum?
It might be through here. I've had to have the blower on here because the carpet's wet. Is it still humming? That's not it. I shut it off. Yeah, it's coming from the other side because he's got the dehumidifier. See, if I turn this on... Got this. See, but that, I shut it off for when we're on the air.
Yeah, this is soundproof, isn't it?
It was supposed to be.
Purpose-built radio studio.
Soundproof and leak-proof.
I got to tell you something, both of you.
Oh, what about Dave the Waterman getting hacked?
No. What, he was hacked?
Again.
I don't want to know. I just know that you spent some time with him, got tired of playing guitar with him, and went to sleep.
I ate a bunch of Mexican food and just went to sleep. He went to this secret Mexican place. He knows
okay,
enough.
Right, where are yeah. they?
Was that Tripe Outlet?
Tripe Outlet.
Yeah.
I saw this and I didn't know it's new. At the Edison Mall, I walked in there and I was
You
in,
went to the Edison Mall?
I did. It was raining and we were by at the Calusa Nature Center. And so I said, let's go over to the mall.
You mean the Veronica Shoemaker Mall?
What? It's the Edison Mall.
Yeah, we proposed that it
you'll
undergo a name change.
It's the Veronica Shoemaker Mall.
The Veronica S. Shoemaker Mall.
Yeah. They have a store in there. I was like in dreamland. The only thing is I couldn't touch any of this stuff. They have a store that sells pinball machines.
What?
Now, hold on.
You got my attention.
Yes. I walk into this store yesterday, and it has got all of the arcade and pinball stuff from yesteryear. The table Pac-Man, the kind that you would sit at the pizza shop, and it had the glass. It had all kinds of other Pac-Man and the stand-up arcade games that we had as a kid. And then a row of completely refurbished for sale pinball machines. And I mean everything from the old ones that used to have the rolling numbers, not the digital ones.
Yeah, manual.
But the manual numbers from like the 50s and the 60s all the way up to the most awesome pinball machines, all for sale. And I'm going around. That's it right there. Well, one of them, I guess is that the one at the Veronica Shoemaker Mall?
Yep. The Elite Home Game Room.
And on top of these, not only they got billiards and all that kind of stuff, you can rent them. If you're having a party at your house and you want to rent a pinball machine to be, you can rent a pinball machine. Or you can buy them. Like the old 60s one still has the bumpers and everything in it. I think it was like $1,900, $2,000. All the way up to the modern pinball machines that were like $9,000.
Did they have Black Knight?
I can't remember. They had a row of them, and the place was spectacular.
You notice a Star Trek machine?
They might have had I know they had a Star Wars one. They had a Star Wars machine. They had a couple of TV show machines, couple of movie machines.
Here's a good lesson for you kids. Enjoy what you got right now, because, 30, 40, 50 years pass by, you'll be looking back and going, boy, I wish I had one of those.
Yep. It's an amazing store. Amazing. But you can't, if you want to play them, they'll let you play them if you're interested in buying. But to go and just go, oh, I'm going to throw a few quarters in.
Well,
and
why
can't do it?
Well, that's not what it's for.
No, and they're all restored to like new.
You know what I think one of the greatest moments in pinball is, and if you've never experienced this, you won't understand it, and you won't know what you're missing. But those moments when you're really into it, and you manage to hit the ball just right and the flipper just hard enough where it almost cracks the glass.
Yep.
Where it makes, you know, that sound I'm talking about,
yeah,
when it hops
up. Hops up and hits the glass.
Yep.
And then the other thing that I thought you were going to say, which is also very satisfying, when you hear the knock in the machine that you've matched.
Yep.
That's a beautiful feeling.
Yeah, it's like a firecracker goes off.
Oh, by the way, we got the Wayback Machine a little bit later on today. Did you notice what was on?
Oh, no, I haven't looked at it yet.
Don't spoil it for everybody,
but I
was
thinking
of you. I
forgot it was Monday.
Take a look at what we're looking at and see what's on the five that we're going to be playing.
Oh! That's awesome.
It was on the charts this week.
God.
So we'll have that about around 4:35. But that's what we got today.
Oh, we got a good one.
Yeah, it's a good one. 277-9600. No problem.
See,
saw it there and I said, right, I got it. We got to do that one
today.
See,
we do nice things for each other. I played Riding in My Car recently, and now I get this.
Yep.
And that song has not left me, by the way.
Well, you're going to get a fix of it. We have a free oil change from Naples Nissan. $20 to Subway. Participating Subway. You want to get yourself some footlongs? We've got Subway for you. Golf for two this week. River Hall Country Club in Alva. It's our deal of the week. We have the HD car tuner. We have miracle tickets. Stan Bobblehead. And $20 this week to Bernie's City Diner in Naples. You contribute to the show. You could get a prize. 277-9600. What do you got for us, Haney? Ah. For the right person, and I'm not saying I'm giving them away today. I'm not saying that. I got WWE tickets too. They're sitting there at our disposal, Haney, for this week. Tickets to go see the WWE at Germain on July 30th. 277-9600.
So, were you like the rest of the world and completely entranced by the royal?
Was not. Did you see? You know what? As a TV host, I never liked him when he replaced Larry King. But did you see Piers Morgan's headline in the Daily Mail about old Meghan Markle?
Mm-hmm.
Guess
he
what?
Knows her.
Yep. Guess what, sweetheart? You pulled off Act 1. Act 2 in your performance is a little bit more difficult.
That was just a really weird thing.
It's not going to last.
And maybe you can explain something to me. A lot of the talk was about that reverend.
Bringing up Martin Luther King?
Yeah, so he gave I thought was a fairly middle-of-the-road sermon.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't sit through the whole thing. I watched the highlights of him doing it because I didn't watch any of that royal stuff.
Well, the only reason it came to my attention, I did watch it because I wanted to see if he did something that was outlandish, and he didn't. But the headline that grabbed me is Royals Snicker as Reverend
does it. Snicker?
And I'm like, why? And I looked, and they weren't overtly disrespectful, but they were like trying to hold in laughter. And I'm like,
really?
Why are they laughing at this?
I have no idea.
I don't know if he broke some sort of decorum and that's why they were laughing, or if they were openly mocking what he was saying.
Which makes me even more glad I didn't see it. But I don't know. I was aware that he spoke, and I don't know the reason why. Ahoy! Ahoy!
Hello.
You got 10 seconds to acknowledge me. Ahoy.
Hello. I'm here.
Okay. Who's this?
Nathan.
Nathan, what can we do for you, Nathan?
I was just calling to reiterate the fact of the English accent. I have, you have the option to change Siri from an English accent to an American accent. And I chose the English woman as my wife chose the male version of the English. I don't know what it is. I just like it better in English, English accent.
It seems like maybe there's a little more gravitas behind it. They know what they're talking about if it's in an English accent.
Yeah, it's a little more...
authority.
A little more sexier, too, for the women.
Okay.
You know what else about this royal wedding?
Was that the guy that was on hold?
Called back for the grab bag, too.
This royal wedding, one of the other things that I found highly amusing, you know how awkward Germans can be.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're very aggressive.
And I guess it's their version of PBS, taxpayer-funded media, was covering this royal wedding. And I guess after the British got a hold of some of the translations, they were outraged. Because the Germans are very matter-of-fact and spoke a lot about how exotic Meghan Markle was.
Yeah, that's in their blood.
And then they spent a good 45 minutes fascinated by her mother's hair.
Ahoy.
Ahoy, this is Bill. How you doing?
Hey, Bill, how are you?
I'm doing fine.
Where are you calling from, Bill?
Well, I'm on the road right now, but I'm from the Cape.
Okay. Sounds like you're a million miles away.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's all right.
I'm about your guys' age, and Haney did something the other day. It brought me back to my when I was growing up, and I was trying to figure it out. I think I figured it out. He did an outro when you did the music or the movies. And it sounded just like Gary Owens. That's what it was. I remember watching, laughing all the time. And he sounded. Are you doing something with Gary Owens there? Or that's your outro voice you use?
No, but did you know that Gary Owens has been a guest on this show and is very nice to us?
Yeah, he's passed away, but Gary Owens has been on this show before.
Yeah, just a fantastic voice, but that's the way you sound to me, and it was cool, because it was like, man, took me right back.
At least it's not Ted Baxter.
Well, I appreciate that, and, all your greats, Gary Owens, definitely one of them, your Don Pardos.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. I just want to let you know that. I thought it was awesome.
All right, we appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you for phoning. Thank you.
And we'd like to thank Bill on his cell phone.
Appreciate that. 2779600. I can't reach
it. Isn't it?
Thing.
Do you feel like things are kind of turning with the Mueller stuff?
No.
The Wall Street Journal has gone full on off the reservation and going, what the hell were they doing spying?
I know that. Well, it's all proven that it is, but
they're all corrupt.
They're all correct very quickly, and I'll say it one sentence because we'll take a phone call. They said, Giuliani goes on, and talking with the Mueller people, if Trump testifies, we could have this wrapped up by September 1st. They said, I heard a bunch of talking heads saying, that's just a come on.
Mm-hmm.
Because he's going to talk, and then they're going to say, well, we need to further investigate.
Well, and I forget who it was, but I think it was a member of the House of Representatives pointed out that list of questions that was leaked. He goes, you're not allowed to do that.
No, of course not.
Because they're just open-ended questions to get him talking.
Well, that's why Mueller took it down to 5 questions he wants to ask him.
You can't do that.
No, of course not. Ahoy, who's this?
Michael from Cape Canaveral.
Hey, Cape Canaveral. How are you, Michael?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind, buddy?
Well, I've been listening a lot to the radio and news and everything else, especially you guys. And I'll just say straight up that I am a millennial, but I am embarrassed about how millennials... I'm embarrassed to be a millennial at this day and age because of how sensitive the other millennials are.
Well, I don't think you have to call yourself a millennial. I think it... I think it refers more to a social type than just when you were born.
Yeah, because I think you were raised by people that your parents...
good old-fashioned wolves.
Yep.
Well, I'm from Kentucky, so...
Whereabouts? Whereabouts in Kentucky?
Somerset.
You anywhere near Boone County?
Boone County?
Yeah, I was near Boone County for a little bit.
Yeah, that's where D-Train's from.
Right in Boone County.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've been all over... Lived all over the state of Kentucky and Nashville, and then I came down here a few years ago.
And I bet your head exploded.
It did. But I was Googling, I was on Google the other day, and I was looking up millennials. I was like, is this an age-defining? Like, what defines a millennial? And apparently it's somebody born between the years of, I think, 84 and 2000.
That's what they say it is.
That's what they say.
Okay.
I think it's more of an attitude than when you were born.
I agree. What can I get you?
I don't.
He's in Port Canaveral.
Oh, yeah, you can. You're in Cape Canaveral.
Yeah, just give it to the next person.
All right, I appreciate it, buddy. Yep. Thank you for the phone call. We got to take a break.
You know what? I have a very high opinion. Everybody I've met from Kentucky has been very nice.
Yeah? Oh, yeah. Good bluegrass people right there.
Yep. When I was in my 20s, I met a teenage runaway from Kentucky. She was very nice.
Yeah, very nice.
And, of course, D-Train's a fine gentleman. Yeah. And the guy from Canaveral, he seems perfectly fine.
Good old bluegrass.
So based on that...
Yep. You made a judgment on all people from Kentucky.
Yep.
Based on the three people you know who are smart enough to get the hell out of there.
Yeah, well, it's true. All right, when we come back... Oh, have I got a treat for you. Another batch of isolated vocals.
Love it.
We're going to have some classic rock isolated vocals. We're going to have some pop isolated vocals.
That Freddie Mercury stuff you played
is really good.
Crazy.
And we got some more good stuff when we come back. We're Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
We made Jason Priestley cry like a woman. And we can do the same for you if you're some sort of effeminate, drug-addled, washed-up asshole. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney, thank you for joining us this afternoon. We are 30 minutes away from your first look at traffic news headlines with Mark Haney. 4 o'clock, Fluffer, your emails. An hour away from the Wayback Machine. Today, we're going to take a look at the bottom five of American Top 40 for this week in a particular year. We'll tell you where we're going when we kick things off in about an hour. But right now, we did this last week.
It's going
to be fun. Oh, it's going to be good. We did this last week. We'll do it again. I've gotten a hold of isolated vocals from some of the most well-known songs in music history, rock and roll history. And what you're going to hear is just the vocals. Now, you'll hear headphone bleed through, but the track that you're listening to is the isolated vocals.
Well, it can't be helped.
And,
that's the way it was recorded.
We've got another batch for you, and they're good. Some of them we've played before. They're just very, very good and unique when you hear the music taken away and just the vocals. Some of them have the background vocal on it as well, because that was all done on the vocal track. Let's begin this week's edition of isolated vocal with Kiss.
Oh, hell yeah.
Paul Stanley, isolated vocal, Detroit Rock City. Take a listen to this. You're going to enjoy it.
I feel uptight on a Saturday night. 9 o'clock, the radio's the only light. I hear my song and it pulls me through. Comes on strong, tells me what I got to do. I got to get up. Everybody's gonna move their feet.
Get down.
Everybody's gonna leave their seat.
You gotta lose your mind in Detroit, Rock City. Get up.
Everybody's gonna move their feet.
Get down.
Everybody's gonna leave their seat. Get in late. I just can't wait.
Isn't that good? Oh. Here's another one for you. This one. How good was Chris Cornell? He was pretty damn good. Here's his isolated vocal with Soundgarden's Black Hole Sun. The late, great Chris Cornell. This is good. This
boiling heat, a summer stench. Neat the black, the sky looks dead. Call my name through the cream, and I'll hear you scream again. Black hole sun, won't you come? Wash away the rain, black hole sun, won't you come? Won't you come? Won't you come?
See, it was a little double track there at the end.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah. Ozzy style.
Yeah, yes. Whitney Houston.
Oh, what a tragedy.
Yep, and what an unbelievable voice for a time. How Will I Know? The pop hit, How Will I Know? Whitney Houston singing all by herself. Listen to this voice of an angel.
Who? How will I know?
Don't trust your feelings.
How will I know? How will I know?
I can be deceiving.
How will I know? How will I know if he really loves me? I say a prayer.
Very nice.
You know, and you strip away the instrumentation of these things, and you realize the song stands on its own.
It sure does. A good song, a good voice. Michael Jackson, Thriller.
It's close to midnight. Something evil's lurking in the dark. Under the moonlight, you see a sight that almost stops your heart. You try to scream, but terror takes the sound before you make it. Yeah, you start to freeze as horror looks you right between the eyes. You're paralyzed, 'cause this is dinner. Thriller night, and no one's gonna save you from the beast about to strike. I know it's thriller, thriller night. You're fighting for your life inside of killer thriller.
Oh, that's good stuff.
Got that thriller.
Hey, you hear him hand clapping in there.
Woo.
Led Zeppelin. Ramble On. That's pretty good.
Sometimes I grow so tired. But I know I've got one thing I got to do. Ramble on. Now's the time. The time is now. Sing my song. I'm going round the world. I gotta find my girl. On my way. I've been this way 10 years to the day. Ramble on. Find the queen of all my dreams.
Just open up the microphone, sing.
Mm-hmm.
And some can and some can't.
And some of them are big stars and they can't.
Exactly. Oh, you should, when I was going through these things, I'm not setting judgment on an era of music. Either you can sing or you can't sing. But they had some stuff by Britney Spears. Can't sing.
Mm-mm.
She needs all the help in the world. And a lot of other ones, which I won't mention, she stands out. But they're singing off key.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I can't sing on any key.
Well, that's not true. You're a stylist.
Yeah, well. Roger Daltrey, The Who, Baba O'Reilly.
Don't cry, don't raise your eyes. It's only teenage wasteland.
That's Pete Townsend right there.
Sally, take my hand.
And there's Daltrey.
We'll travel south across land. Put out the fire and don't look past my shoulder. The exodus is here. The happy ones are near. Let's get together before we get much older.
He likes his headphones loud.
Oh, yeah. I understand that.
Yeah.
They're all deaf in The Who.
Yeah,
or all of
they
them.
They are.
Yep. They're either deaf or dead.
I remember, and I think you had to have been at the show when we went to Tampa to see The Who.
Mm-mm.
And it was 1989, and it was their farewell tour because Pete Townsend was going deaf.
Yep.
And he said that he was going to stop doing the windmill on his guitar because it was too loud. And
it hurts.
It hurt. That was 1989. Here's Radiohead.
You know, it's amazing that Townsend says that. But then you look at Angus, who does everything he's ever done.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen an AC/DC show, especially recently? Angus is a madman.
But yet Brian's got to leave because he's going deaf.
But I wasn't necessarily talking about the deaf thing, but Townsend, I can't do the windmill anymore.
With the energy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's Radiohead. Creep.
But I'm a creep.
It's believable.
Yeah.
I'm a widow. What the hell am I doing here? I don't belong here.
No, you don't. Time to go home.
Disturbed.
Looking at my own reflection, when suddenly it changes, violently it changes. Oh no, there is no turning back now. You've woken up the demon. Ooh. Enemy! Getting up, come on, get down with the sickness. Getting up, come on, get down with the sickness. Getting up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and then never win to me. Getting up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, getting up, come on, get down with the sickness. You getting up, come on, get down with the sickness. Man, this is the gift that has been given to me.
Come on, I wasn't born yesterday. All right. Somebody just texted us and said, I saw The Who in 1989, too, in Tampa. I was there. Wrecked my car, by the way. And Haney remembers these. At the radio station we were at over on the other coast in the 80s.
You're talking about Y-102 hit music for the coast?
That's right. We used to do caravans. And we used to have the buses that go. Now, we went to take the bus to see The Who in 89 at to the old Sombrero in Tampa.
Home of the Rowdies.
We went with one of the people that, because we were selling tickets, and I don't know what it was back then. $50 got you there and back, some food, and the show, and a ticket to the show. And, of course, the way the radio business works, you know, you give out the perks to local business people and people that, you know, are of some notoriety that want to, for their business or whatever, go to the... So we gave tickets to this businessman.
Dell from Dell's Freeze?
Yeah. No, it was the cruise ship there. What was the one in Palm Bay? The one that had the boat?
Oh, the cruise club?
The cruise club. We gave...
I think D.B. Cooper owned that and the FBI raided it.
So he gave tickets to the owner of the cruise club to go on the caravan with us. And it was unlimited. As many tickets as we sold to this thing, if it was enough to fill up one bus, the bus got filled up. We'd get a second bus, fill that up. If that one got filled up, we'd have a third bus. We had tons of tickets. And if you remember the sombrero, that thing held about 90,000 people, and it was bench seating. So it didn't matter how many tickets you sold. So we go over, and the owner of the club sat next to me at the stadium. He decided on the way over, it's party time.
It was always party time.
It was always party time. We get to Tampa. We're in the stadium. He sits down next to me, and I think there were two bands that opened up the day. And by the second act, he passed out and fell to the floor.
Mm-hmm.
And so you had to step over him if you wanted to go to concessions or
exactly.
Anything like that.
Yeah.
Was passed out through the entire Who performance. They played for like almost 2 hours. He was in the fetal position down at everybody's feet. Concert ends. It's nighttime now. The sun had gone down. Stadium lights come back on. It's time to leave. He wakes up just like he had been taking a nap. And
time to party.
Time to party. Let's go. And I remember saying, you didn't see any of the show. You saw none of it.
You just took a long bus ride.
Yep. You took a long, long bus ride. What an idiot. One more here for you. Van Halen. David Lee Roth, of course, the backing of Michael Anthony, who really...
Michael Anthony is great.
He was really the sound, the overall sound of Van Halen. Oh, you had David Lee screaming, but that harmony sound was Michael Anthony, and I'll prove it to you. Here they are, isolated vocal, Van Halen, Beautiful Girls, from, I think that was their second album, Van Halen 2.
I got a drink in my hand, I got my toes in the sand, all I need... is a beautiful girl.
Beautiful girl.
Oh yeah.
Here I am, ain't no man of the world.
No.
All I need is a beautiful girl.
Ah yeah.
Beautiful girl.
Wow. I ain't lying to you. Nothing else I need.
Ah yeah. Beautiful girl.
Sit your cell phone down.
But it's Michael Anthony that had that Van Halen sound.
Yep.
And David Lee Roth went and all screaming and hooting and hollering and abba-dabba-dabba-dabba-din.
He was a showman.
Yes. But that sound.
He'd go up there and do his karate kicks.
Yep.
And...
so there you go. Another edition of Isolated.
Well, you
Focus.
Remember that guy that called in? Said, yeah, I went to see the Cars. I wasn't impressed. All that happened is they played music.
Yeah.
See, if they had a David Lee Roth out there doing kicks and going,
some strobing and fire and, you know, all that stuff.
All they did was play music. Went to see a band.
Yeah.
All they did was play music.
Go figure. Boy, if he went to see Bob Dylan, he'd be really bored.
I'd be with him on that. Because you never know what Bob will feel like doing that night.
Oh, it's the truth. That's the truth. If he
I want to introduce you all to some of my family. It's from Senator from Gambia.
Yeah, 2 hours. Well, there wasn't any pyrotechnics at all.
Do Rolling Stone, you jackass! Yeah.
Last time I saw him, he did, but he did it all just like on the piano. And then he was going through his crooner phase. So then he'd get up from the piano, walk over to the center of the stage, put on his hat way down over his eyes, and do a Frank Sinatra number.
Hey!
We'll be back. Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
This is not a test. If this were an actual test, we would have told you otherwise. Stan and Haney on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. Greatly appreciated. We're going to get you updated on traffic.
Should we check this thing out?
Yeah, well, hold on. Let me just... we'll do news headlines. 4 o'clock fluffer email. Now, Haney came across something, and I don't remember the song. I do remember this. Well, you came across a song called The Rope-A-Dope.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously it was for Muhammad Ali after his defeating George Foreman, where he invented the Rope-A-Dope.
He invented it.
Yeah.
Boy, that's some great communication right there.
Yep.
You didn't really say anything, but you said a lot.
Yep. You know, if I had a podcast and these conversations would come up, because nobody cares on the air, if I go for 20 minutes and talk about the things that Muhammad Ali is credited with saying, but he didn't. Or inventing. Or conspiracy theories. But if I could go for a long time, but the media and the hype, they all bought into this stuff. And I remember,
because we all had fun.
We all had fun. And I remember the Black Superman, which was a hit about Muhammad Ali. What was it? Kind of like a reggae song. I don't know if you'd even call it that. Sing Muhammad Ali. He floats like a butterfly and stings like a bee. Muhammad, the Black Superman, who calls to the other man. Whatever. But you found a song called Rope-A-Dope.
The Rope-A-Dope.
And I do not remember the Rope-A-Dope. Give it a spin.
Is it hidden gold or junk?
Let's find out.
We don't know.
Because I don't remember
until
it.
Until we crawl up into the attic and open that crusty old box.
Let's open it up.
Hey, yeah.
Do that rope-a-dope.
It was a brand new dance.
Lie up against loose ropes and just cover up and pray for the best?
Yep. What you do...
How do you do the rope-a-dope?
Well, you have two dance partners.
Yeah.
And one dance partner covers up both fists in front of the face.
Yeah.
And the other dancer goes really crazy.
Yeah.
And you wait till the other dancer is really tired, and then you do your moves.
Ah.
And everybody thinks you're better.
Yeah. So you do the rope-a-dope.
Well, it's actually sort of an improvisation on an old dance called the possum.
Yep. And the mashed potato.
Yep, do the possum. Same thing. You wait until the other dancer's tired, and then you show them up.
What was the dance that Soupy Sales tried to come up with in the 60s? The squirrel, or...
I don't know.
I don't know what it was. I can't remember. You know what? I'll tell you right now, though. I keep this on tape in my car and roll the windows down.
Yep. You make a lot of friends with this.
Yeah, I'm cool. Yeah, rope-a-dope. Do the rope-a-dope. Let's
just started a new dance craze. We're bringing the rope-a-dope back.
Let's see what's going on in traffic. Our first look.
It's a craze.
Yeah, man.
K-Rock traffic.
The rope-a-dope.
Sweeping the nation.
Lehigh Acres, hit and run. 4500 block of 29th Street Southwest. It's near Leonard Boulevard. Fort Myers Beach crash. Old San Carlos Boulevard. Right by the Winds. And you are up to date. We'll have another traffic update for you in about 30 minutes. Coming up in less than 1 hour. It'll be the newscast of record with some... Do the rope-a-dope!
Yeah!
Mark Haney, he is the news. What can you expect? Well, he's about to tell you. He's got the headlines right in front of him.
Coming up in less than an hour on the news, we will have some things for you did not know.
All right.
Very exciting.
Do the rope-a-dope.
Now it's stuck with you now, huh?
I don't know.
The good people at Hasbro have trademarked the scent of Play-Doh. You're not allowed to use it anymore.
Oh, well, who would want to?
Don't know.
Hold on, D-Train, are they doing the rope-a-dope?
According to the description, that's learn how to do the rope-a-dope. See him throwing a left hook and a right hook.
Oh, yeah, look at that. Ooh, look at that. Walking.
Oh, look at him go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, throwing the fists jab, in the cut. Air.
That's a pretty involved dance.
Yeah, doing the jabbing and the doping and... Oh, look at them go.
A lot of energy.
Yep.
I'm glad they found a positive outlet.
Yep. 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 Get them off the streets. Go back to the... Get off the streets, get into the playground.
Uh-huh. We have just learned about an incredibly new, powerful parenting tool. We will tell you what it is.
It's called the rope-a-dope.
Yep.
Get them off the streets.
Rope-a-dope is big, but, you know, hi, I'm Archie Bell. I'm from Houston, Texas, and we just started a new dance called the Tighten Up.
Yes!
A woman in a wheelchair was waiting in the hot sun, so a teenager grabbed his umbrella, and it's made international news.
Soupy Sales had the dance called, and I remember, The Mouse. And he had a song, hit song and everything, Do the Mouse. And you did it with your ears.
A barber throws a client through the window for complaining about his haircut.
Do the mouse.
And finally, before I even do this story.
Yes.
There should not be a doubt in your mind that it took place in Florida.
Oh, of course, huh?
A woman attacks her boyfriend when he says it's too hot to cuddle. These stories and much, much more unfortunate nonsense coming your way in less than an hour on the news.
Mark, thank you. Roll them. Do the mouse. Do the this is bad. How come do I have sound?
Where is it?
Where is it? Do the mouse. I need the mouse. Oh, yes, there.
Show me a giant rooster chasing a member of parliament, and I'll show you a chicken catch a Tory.
Oh!
He's out there watching the show. Anyway, now, just what do we mean by that?
Yeah, what do we mean by that?
I will tell you, Gwen. I happen to know that the guys on my crew, they come from walks of life.
Because I'm to the mouse.
Soupy didn't like us.
No, he did not.
He never walked either.
He didn't like a lot of people.
I know it. No, like Bert King.
Yeah, jump up to the mouse.
Like just a second.
Not yet. No. Next. Oh, there he is.
There it is.
This was a big
the
hit.
The old mouse, so everybody do it.
Hey, do the mouse, yeah.
Yeah. Doing the same thing over and over again. Doing a little mousy ears.
Yeah.
And then he makes his teeth like Joe used to.
Yeah, and he made millions doing that.
Nah, that's not the way you do a dance. This is how you do a dance. This is how you start a new dance.
Tighten up.
Yep.
This is a great one.
Hi, everybody.
Of Houston, Texas. We don't only sing, but we dance just as good as we want. In Houston, we just started a new dance called the Tighten Up.
Yeah.
This is the music we tighten up with. First, tighten up on the drum. Come on now, drummer. I want you to tighten it up for me now.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Tighten up on that bass now. Tighten it up. Yeah. Now let that guitar fall in. Oh, yeah. Tighten up on your organ now. Yeah, you do the tighten up.
Ooh, yeah.
I said if you can do it now, your show will be tough. Now look here.
What?
Come on now. What? Now make it mellow.
That's how you do the tighten up.
Yeah. Yeah. You can do it now.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Tighten up. Tighten up.
Do you right? Everybody can do it. But don't you get too tight.
Don't get too tight. But he never tells you how to do the dance.
No, there's no dance moves.
Come on now, Billy. Tighten it up. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, man.
Sock it to him.
Sock it to me.
Tighten up that bass. Kick.
Why isn't that button working?
Because it's broke?
No, here, hold on. I had the wrong button. Mark.
Stan.
Everyone.
D-Train.
Haney.
Honey, I'm home. Woo! The 273rd Billboard Music Award.
To be a true champion, you need vision, desire, hard work,
perseverance.
You need those same qualities to be the adult contemporary artist of the year. This year, finally, are Toni Braxton, Celine Dion, Jewel, Bryan Adams. 1997 Billboard Adult Contemporary Artist of the Year is Toni Braxton.
With that in mind, we bring you today's list of the
top
things overheard at the Billboard Music Award.
Top things overheard at the Billboard Music Award. Toni Braxton,
Jewel.
Is this your first day?
Brian Adams. The word music in the title of the show should be in quotes.
Well, huh.
What do you mean the Foo Fighters aren't performing? Who's going to fulfill the token rock band in an award show slot?
How dare he!
I'm so glad that country music is recognized, because that genre doesn't have enough award shows of its own. Who's that bag lady with Janet Jackson? Oops, sorry, LaToya.
I know nothing, nothing.
You know, I really loved the empowering message Christina Aguilera and Demi Lovato delivered with their boobs.
I'm a strong black woman.
Shut up. Would someone please escort Congresswoman Waters out of here, please?
No, I'm not responding to him.
I didn't ask you to respond. I've asked you to leave, and now...
And I cannot be intimidated.
And now I'm confused as to why you won't leave.
And so we know about that checkered past.
I didn't ask.
They have been sued by women.
I'm just confused as to why you won't leave.
No, you're not confused. I'm out to impeach this president.
You're a crazy lady.
Get that straight.
I thought Cardi B showing an ultrasound of her baby twerking was a little much. You know, I kept trying to remember which one was salt and which one was peppa.
Salt and peppa.
Then I realized it's 2018, and who cares?
Push it real good.
That's amazing how times change. Jennifer Lopez now seems to have the least out of control ass.
Well, I hope that's important.
And finally, the very top thing overheard at the Beerboard Music Award.
Yes.
It's too bad Janet Jackson's original nose couldn't be here to see her get this great award. And that, my friend, is the 4 o'clock.
Elvis has left the building.
Sure has.
That's it, man.
Freddie, email ahoy at stanandhaney.com.
What?
Ahoy. At stanandhaney.com.
I'm still doing that rope-a-dope.
Yeah, man. I'm tightening up.
Hi, everybody. I'm Archie Bell and the Drells from Houston, Texas.
Yep. We got a new dance called Tighten Up, but I ain't going to tell you how to do it. Although we saw those two lovely ladies doing the rope-a-dope. That
you
is
guys
a,
are doing
thank
good.
You, baby.
Yep, and there's
that's involved.
Staying off the streets.
Yep. Into the playground.
Yep. Mind is a terrible thing to waste, Stan.
This is a great email. Oh, my man. It's from Joe, who writes, Ahoy, Stan and Haney. I've been listening to 96K Rock since the day it first went on the air when I was a kid.
But no longer.
No. Let me start from the beginning, because I think I said it wrong. Ahoy, Stan and Haney. I've been listening to K-Rock since its first day when I was a kid. Thank you for decades of great radio. I spent 4.5 years overseas in the military. And when I came home, so much had changed. Home didn't feel like home anymore. But when I jumped in my car and turned on the radio, I was greeted by a familiar sound of your show. Home felt a little more like home again. Over the years, I have heard you guys talking about wanting to go fishing. I would be honored to take you guys fishing anytime you guys want to go. Signed, Joe.
God bless you, Joe.
Great guy. This is from Troy. Stan and Haney, horrendous laughter on Friday, listening to Dave admitting that the guy in the video looked like him. Breaking into the house. I lost my sides. Sincerely, Troy.
The Guardian.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Ahoy, gentlemen. It just disgusts me how much we are finding out. It's the kind of crap you might see in Russia or Venezuela.
Mm-hmm.
Those involved are traitors. It must be stopped. If we let that go on without punishment, we may as well go and live in one of those other countries. We who believe in our way of life must stand up and make our voices heard. I'm ready, willing, and able to do whatever it takes to preserve and protect our rights. How about you?
You know, I saw a very thoughtful comment in the midst of all of this that's going on with the FBI informant.
Yeah.
How do you suppose people would react if Obama is inaugurated, and then little by little it comes out that government intelligence agencies had tried to entrap Bill Ayers and Jeremiah Wright to get to the bottom of exactly what these people
Here's my philosophy, and then we got to take a break. The reason why you don't see what's going on or that, primarily, not exclusively, primarily the Democratic liberal part of the party will squawk and scream about everything. Most people, from moderates to mm-hmm. conservatives, won't say anything. They just want to live their lives.
Mm-hmm.
So all of this crap that goes on, it's like, well, let's put it behind us and let's go on. It's the left, the far left, that will constantly scream, gripe, bitch, and not let things die. And that's why you didn't see Obama get, because all the stuff that's going on there. And in his administration as well. And all the shady people.
If George W. Bush sent the FBI and the CIA after Obama,
they would go and raise holy hell until something was done. Squeaky wheel gets the oil.
Or you just get a new wheel.
Yep. Wayback machine.
Does that work as well?
We hoped it would work. So far, they still won't shut up.
Sweet heaven. The Beasleys actually pay these two for this
Oh, man.
Stan and Haney, 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us this afternoon. About 30 minutes away from Mark Haney and the news. In just moments, we are going to go into the Wayback Machine. We're going to take a look at the Billboard Top 40 charts, the bottom five of American Top 40 for this week in a particular year. We'll tell you where we're going in just a second. But first, let's get you updated on traffic for your drive home this afternoon.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
Just one thing on the board. It's north of us. There's a ladder in the road.
Oh, no.
Yup. Nobody's bothering to pick it up. I-75 northbound before exit 161, which is Jones Loop Road. Those of you that like to read maps, that's Florida State Road 768, Jones Loop Road. And you are up to date.
What the hell are we going to do? This could go on for weeks.
Yup. Could be just kicked around one car, kick it further out there into the third lane.
Has the governor released a statement?
Not yet, but I'm expecting one. We do it every week here on the Stan and Haney Show. We take a look back as we jump into the Wayback Machine, take a look at the Billboard charts for this very week in a particular year. Today we're looking at the bottom five of American Top 40. Let's find out where we're going.
Hello out there. Peabody and Sherman here. The Wayback Machine, my incomparable invention for traveling through time, has been set for the year...
This week in 1979.
Remember, you heard it. I'll bet you dance to it.
Oh, so long ago.
Now let's live it up again with Stan and Haney. Number 40.
Yeah, Van Halen.
Top 40. Barely.
It snuck in there, huh?
Michael Anthony sounds great.
Yeah, you know. This just gives you an idea how long they've been around, and you're still here to this day. When's new Van Halen coming out? They ever gonna record again, man? David Lee gonna be with them?
I doubt it.
I doubt it highly.
Because I think all Eddie's dreams came true.
With Wolfie?
Yep.
There you go. That was number 40 this week in 79. Coming in at number 39, oh, the voice of an angel. Anita Ward. You can ring her bell. Number 39.
Former school teacher.
Yes. Turned disco kitten.
That's the Stan and Haney difference.
Young, 61 years old, Stan.
61.
Still kicking it. Down in Memphis.
Down and still doing it. There she is, Anita Ward. Number 39 this week in 1979.
Ringy, dingy, dingy.
There was a certain song that was on the charts this week.
I have realized is one of the best and greatest songs ever written.
This week in 1979, it hit number 38.
This is an exceptional song.
Man by the name of Nigel Olsen.
The song was in my head for days.
This was on the charts this week in 79. Little bit
of soul. See, I'm in tune. I know what's going on. Never, never, ever erase. I felt it, man.
Yeah, you did.
Bit of
to cry night and day, just like a bird who left the robin's nest.
A bird
just like all
leaving
the
robin's nest.
You flew away.
The Stan and Haney difference.
Can't get that anywhere else.
No.
Eventually.
Little Bit of Soap, number 38, this week in 1979.
Hit multiple times for multiple artists.
Yep. Coming in at number 37, A Cheek, I Want Your Love. That hammer hitting those bells.
You can ring my bell, ring my bell. Ring my bell, ring my bell, ringy dingy dingy. Listen to Nile Rodgers on that guitar.
Baby, can't you see when you love me?
It sounds good.
I can't kick this feeling.
It's there for presence.
Yep.
All alone in my bed at night, I grab my pillow and squeeze it tight. I think of you and I dream of you all of the time. What am I gonna do?
You're giving up your love to Sheik?
Yeah.
Oh, well, you're
it's all mine.
Very demanding about it.
The last one we're going to take a look at today, number 36 on the charts, Alton McLean and Destiny. Number 36 this week in 79. It must be love.
Must be. What else could it be?
Have no idea. It must be love.
Could be lust. Infatuation?
Let's listen to the lyrics and we'll find out.
Mental disorder?
Could be.
Yeah, because nobody's saying, oh, I'm so in like with you.
Yep, yeah, no, come on. You got to use the word love. Black love.
Hey.
That's love. That's love. That's love. Black love.
Ah.
That's love.
love.
What kind of love?
Black love.
Yeah.
Such a great example of what that time sounded like.
Oh, I know. This is lust. This is lust. It's not love. It's lust.
That's love.
Well, it could be black love.
That's love. That's love.
Must be love.
Something's got a hold of her.
Yeah, it's black love.
Is that what that is?
That's love.
Number one song in the land this week in 1979 was Reunited.
And it feels so good.
By Peaches and Herb. When we come back.
There was only one Herb, many
yes,
Peaches.
You are absolutely correct. He had multiple hits with a bunch of different Peaches.
Peaches, I'm tired of you. I got a new Peaches.
Yep. But I'm still here. Because I got love. Black love.
That's love. That's love. That's love. Black love.
We'll be back. We're Stan and Haney.
When life gives you lemons, crush them up and twist them back in life's eyes. Trust me.
Yep.
It burns. Oh, yes, it burns. Stan and Haney on 96K Rock.
Yep. Try a bath of lemon juice.
With that's, open cuts.
Yep. Tell me that don't hurt and burn. Hey,
gotta,
everybody.
Just like Tay-Tay says, yeah. You got to shake it off.
Shake it off. Haters going to hate.
Yep.
I'm so addicted to that song, and it's been out for a long time, but it's new to me. It's new. Okay? I like it. Okay? She's speaking to me right there, Tay-Tay is.
It's because we love her.
Yeah.
And everything about her.
Yeah. And she's speaking to me. In that song.
It's just, it's something we can all relate to. And
yeah,
you can make fun of us.
Yeah, sure.
I know you do.
Yeah. Oh, what are you guys doing playing this? Well, let me tell you something. This talks to us.
I stay out too late. Got nothing in my brain. That's what people say.
Makes us happy, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what people say. Mm-hmm. I go on too many dates. But I can't make them stay.
We love you, Taylor.
That's what people say.
Tay-Tay. Mm-hmm.
That's what people say. Mm-hmm. But I keep cruising. Can't stop, won't stop moving. It's like I got this music in my mind.
See, never seen you happier, Stan.
I know, it just does something to me.
The players gonna play, 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 play.
Shake it off. Shake it off.
That's right.
Just
shaking it off.
Yeah, shaking it.
Ooh, ooh.
play, play.
Hey, 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 baby.
Shake it off. Shake it off.
Shake it.
Shake it off.
She made up for it with this.
Sure did.
And Tay Tay didn't ruin it. That bastard Joe did.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hey.
Just think, while you've been getting down and out about the liars and the dirty, dirty cheats of the world,
yeah,
you could have been getting down to this sick beat.
My yeah.
So relate to it.
Yeah.
Speaking
to me.
Shake, shake. Yeah.
Play, 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 play. Hey, 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 hey.
Shake it off. Shake it off. Shake it off.
Like a duck's back.
Yep. Shake it off.
You know what? I'm going to send this to the president. He needs to hear this.
Yes. You know, he's got to be a Tay-Tay fan. If not, he will be. Does she like him, though?
Yeah, and they don't like her for it.
Okay, good.
Now, she won't come right out and say it.
Yeah.
But she won't say anything bad about him.
Okay. Sing it, Tay-Tay. You're talking to us. Xfinity. They surprise, they give, they make it so easy to, you know, like on a Sunday night when you're just lounging, taking it easy, getting ready for Monday morning. I let the X1 take care of it for me. Well, I want to watch this. I want just speak right into it.
And it'll do what you tell it to do.
Yep. And you get the fastest internet for better streaming, up to 100 megabits per second.
You remember back in the dark ages of, a couple of years ago when you wanted to watch a movie, but it was on Netflix and things might be a little off? No more. It's all integrated.
Yep.
And you got the fastest internet. You got X1 that does everything you tell it to do.
Get a load of this, though. Right now, Netflix included. Thanks to Xfinity. They'll let you have it. You can binge.
There is no decision to be made here.
No, absolutely.
It's been made.
All adds up to a value that's simple, easy, and awesome. Get Xfinity internet and TV for $35 each a month when you bundle both and get Netflix included on them, all for 2 years with a two-year agreement and eco bill and auto pay. Go to Xfinity.com. Better yet, give them a call, 1-800-XFINITY.
Restrictions apply.
Let's get you updated on traffic.
Now, K-Rock traffic.
One thing on the board is Stero. Got a crash, South Tamiami Trail at the Village Shops Way. That's in the Estero area. Other than that, you're all clear? Well, you're not. We just don't know about it yet. Mark Haney and the News, brought to you by Jason and Todd at the Diamond District, starts right now.
From News Headquarters, this is the Evening News with Dan Rather substituting for Walter Cronkite. And in Washington, Ike Pappas, Marvin Kalb, Bob Schieffer, Roger Mudd, Daniel Shore, Terry Drinkwater at Camp Pendleton, California, David Dick in Niceville, Florida, and Roy Caron in Marshalltown, Iowa.
Hi, I'm Garrick Utley, and you're listening to Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Good afternoon. This is the news for today, Monday, May 21st.
Double M XV Triple I.
Telling it like it is. Pardon?
I don't know.
I'm Mark Haney. Time now for some things you didn't know. I don't know much about this Tinder. I know D-Train's into it.
He's Explorer. Research purposes only. Well, I don't understand. I don't know what it is. You swipe.
I guess everybody but us is signed up for this thing because they have now confirmed that there was a Tinder match made in Antarctica. An American scientist in Antarctica used Tinder in 2013 and found a female scientist just a short 45-minute helicopter ride away.
Next-door neighbors.
They both swiped right, but wouldn't you know it, the way life goes, she left Antarctica before they could ever, you know.
Aww.
You know your basketball, your old school basketball.
Yeah, I know old school basketball, round ball, cagers.
Would have been quite interesting had it happened, but it didn't. Patrick Ewing very nearly went to the University of North Carolina.
Really? He's Georgetown, right? He was Georgetown.
Yes. So Patrick Ewing was interested. So was the University of North Carolina. Had he gone there, he would have been teammates with Michael Jordan. That would have made things quite interesting. Although, yeah. You know, he's a little lazy.
Yeah, I was never a big Ewing fan. And here's the other thing that people don't remember about Michael Jordan at North Carolina. He was a good basketball player at North Carolina, but nobody, when the NBA draft came and he went to the Chicago Bulls, nobody had any idea he'd be the standout player that he was.
Because he just kept getting better.
He was good at North Carolina.
Even in the pros, he kept getting better.
He exploded once he came to the NBA. He was a good player in college. Not anything that would set you off that he would have a career like he did.
Except for the fact that he got better every year. Every time you thought you'd seen it all, he'd top it.
Yep.
The reason Patrick Ewing decided to go to Georgetown instead?
Why?
Of all days, there was a big Klan rally when he showed up there, and I guess it scared him off.
John Thompson said, come on up to Georgetown. I'll take care of you.
Uh-huh. Did he ever... He's still alive, isn't he? John Thompson, or is he not?
Yeah, he's still... I think his son coaches the team now.
Has he said a word in support of Cosby?
I don't know.
Because he really used Cosby to bolster his visibility. Yeah. Dave lately has been on this trip of imagining what Stan's life is like.
Yeah, because he's diseased.
Stan has determined that either Stan has come from old money or he's a lottery winner.
Yeah, that's
or
what he
something
thinks.
What is it that Dave believes you have for breakfast?
Shrimp cocktail.
Filet mignon. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, he probably would think that...
I take a yacht to the country club.
Mm-hmm. So he'd probably think that for lunch you might have a Chilean sea bass.
Oh, maybe, yes. Some nice basted Chilean sea bass.
Mm-hmm. I understand that's a good fish.
It tastes good.
The real name for... It's all in marketing.
Mm-hmm.
The real name for Chilean sea bass is Patagonian toothfish.
Yep, it's a garbage fish that they used to throw away.
They changed the name for the express purpose of making it sound more appetizing to mm-hmm. Americans.
You used to go and enjoy your grouper and stuff like that. Well, they're overfished. There's your Chilean sea bass. Take a picture of that. But then you had the orange roughy, which mm-hmm. was so overfished. That was another one that nobody ate before, but everybody loved it. But when that got overfished and was at the restaurants, then you've got the tilapia, which is an aquarium fish. Thank you, no.
When's the last time you saw a Sony Walkman with a cassette player?
I still have one.
You know when you got it?
It was probably in the early 90s.
Sony was still producing and selling a Sony Walkman with cassette player until 2010. That's when they turned the lights out on that factory.
People were still buying them up until that point. I guess they had to sell some. Mm-hmm. Not enough to make it profitable, probably.
Apparently, you can trademark smells.
See, I don't get that.
Even ones that aren't that great.
Well, I guess if it's a cologne.
Hasbro has just announced they have successfully trademarked the odor of Play-Doh.
That ain't a cologne.
They describe the odor of Play-Doh as, quote, sweet.
No.
Slightly musky. What? Vanilla-like fragrance with slight overtones of cherry.
Yeah,
and the natural smell of a salted wheat-based dough.
Oh, stop it. It's got sandalwood on there and...
Well, you could go with yeasties, sweaty feet, what
yes.
have you, but yeah. So, congratulations, you own that now.
Keep it. I prefer the smell of silly putty.
And by the way, if anyone is still confused, the answer is green needle. In other news... If you have a child in your house between the ages of 8 and 37,
yeah,
there's a good chance they play Fortnite.
I don't know what that is.
Video game.
Oh.
And it's a game that came out, didn't make a big noise, but it's caught on. And is now as hot a game as that 2 weeks when everyone played Pokemon Go. And according to a new survey, parents are now weaponizing its popularity. Almost 2 out of 3 moms say they threaten to ban their kid from playing Fortnite as punishment, and they find it quite effective. More effective than any timeout nonsense. You take away their Fortnite privileges, right. They'll do what you want.
Yeah.
The survey also found 7% of parents, to their dismay, have discovered a massive bill from their child's in-game purchases.
I bet. Oh, before you take the break, somebody pointed out, and I remember this as a kid, talking about the smell of Play-Doh. How many remember, and this person, there used to be something that was a book or something where parents could make their home Play-Doh,
yeah.
Where you'd make it at home, and they give you the ingredients that you go to make your home Play-Doh.
It's not rocket science.
Yeah, but it can't smell like Play-Doh then.
Only if you sell it.
Right, at like a flea market or a garage sale.
Swap meet. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Trading post.
Yeah, you just add food coloring to it. What do you know, D-Train?
A bazaar?
Mm-hmm. Night market.
Rummage sale.
In a moment.
You can help support the Stan and Haney webpage by going to stanandhaney.com and clicking the Amazon website icon. Save that to your favorites. Then simply use that link to access Amazon. It costs you nothing and helps support the Stan and Haney page each and every time you shop.
And now, back to Haney's News on the Stan and Haney Show.
Hi, I'm Bill O'Reilly with today's good news. Here's Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, my colleague, Mark Haney.
Bill, last month, a 38-year-old gent named Larry Price from Bluefield, Virginia, disappeared.
Oh.
His wife reported him missing. And there was a massive manhunt for him.
Is that where you're ghosted?
No.
Oh.
Eventually, generally if there's ghosting going on, you're not married. Eventually, someone spotted him on the side of the road about 20 miles away from where he's supposed to be. He then told the FBI He was kidnapped by two guys and taken to the motorcycle shop he owns, where they robbed him. Curiously, security footage from the shop didn't show any of that.
No.
When they pointed this out to good guy Larry, he then came clean with what really happened. You see, what really happened was that he was kidnapped by a motorcycle gang because he owed them money. He was in deep. It turns out neither story was actually true. Larry had just tried to fake a kidnapping so he could run off with his mistress.
Ah.
But apparently, he got cold feet and didn't follow through with the plan, and now he's facing a charge of lying to federal authorities.
See, and I'm looking at his money. I don't think he looks like a bad guy. He just made a mistake.
A little heavy in the breast region.
Well, yeah.
Really needs some support there.
Yeah. Well, they cut it off right there at the breast area.
Well, that's the thing, man. You either, once you put the plan into motion, you gotta follow through.
Gotta follow through.
Even if you got cold feet, it's gonna be worse if you don't follow through.
Yeah.
And generally, don't keep telling the FBI stuff hoping something will stick.
Yep. They've heard it all.
Here's what really happened.
Yeah, all right. I'll be honest with you this time. This time it's the truth, okay?
Would you believe that? No? Well, what if...
Okay, here, yeah. I'm going to give it to you straight.
Look, I'm very embarrassed, and I didn't want to tell you this, but, truth of the matter is there was no motorcycle gang.
No.
Chinese triads.
Yep. They really scared the bejesus out of me.
Yep. I've been in Hong Kong for the past three days, and then they dropped me here on the side of the road. It's important to have a good barber.
Oh, don't you know it?
And you better respect that barber. 33-year-old guy was at a barber shop in Brooklyn, New York, Thursday afternoon. And he had the nerve.
The
unmitigated gall to suggest to the barber that he didn't care for the haircut he'd just been given. He was so displeased, he informed the barber he'd damn well walk out without paying for it. Mm. Now, the barber took these statements under advisement and came about a plan of action of how to deal with this customer.
How'd he deal with the customer?
He responded by throwing him through the plate glass window at the front of the shop. The man's haircut is now the least of his worries because his face was mangled horribly by the glass.
Like hamburger.
And he was taken to the hospital in an ambulance. The barber then realized he may have gone a bit too far and abandoned the shop, ran off.
Yep. He abandoned his shop?
Yes. The other people at the shop, remember this is in Brooklyn?
Yeah.
Told authorities they don't know the guy's name. They don't know how to reach him.
Nope.
They don't know where he is. Could be anybody, could be anywhere.
We all knew him as Clippy.
Yep.
I don't know where he is.
I couldn't tell you.
I don't know his last name.
Nope.
Never brought it up.
Nope.
Look at the hole in that glass, though. That head went through there. Ouch. come on, though. You got to have a barber.
He put him out Old West Saloon style.
Don't contradict your barber. If you find a good barber, he knows how your hair grows. He knows the imperfections, the cowlicks, the swirlies.
Mm-hmm.
And he treats you right. Don't criticize. If it's a bad barber, you don't like it, you don't go back to him.
Mm-hmm. Simple as that.
Yeah, that's it.
Now you can walk out the door.
Yep. Where you can go ahead first through a plate glass window.
Hello, I'm Bill Curtis of Investigative Reports. For our final story, here is Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman, Mark Haney.
Bill, there are certain stories that you just know before I ever tell you it had to be Florida. There is a 31-year-old woman named Christy Misty Mudd from Clearwater.
Jeez.
And last Wednesday, she was drunk and wanted to cuddle with her 24-year-old boyfriend.
How old is she?
31.
Wow.
She wanted to cuddle with her 24-year-old boyfriend, Jared. Now, again, she's 31, he's 24. He's yet to learn many of the harsh lessons life has in front of him. He learned one here. He told Christy Misty.
Is that her name?
Christy Misty Mudd. Her name is Mudd.
Yep.
Christy Misty Mudd. So she's drunk, wants to cuddle, and Jared said, no, I don't want to cuddle with you. It's too hot. Now, according to records, it was 88 degrees, so he had a point.
Yeah, it was warm.
But Christy Misty Mudd was having none of that. She shoved him, scratched his face all up, and then went to work trashing the house.
Oh, boy.
By the time police arrived, the living room was a total loss, and she was arrested for domestic battery.
Oh, look at this mess. Look at this mess.
What are you talking about? That's her Facebook page. That's her at her best.
That's a mess. Oh, God. Well, is that the boyfriend there, too?
Yep. They're matching Buccaneers.
Yeah, but he doesn't look like that anymore.
No.
Here's her.
He's been horribly disfigured.
Oh, my goodness. Look at that mugshot.
It's Christy Misty Mudd.
Yeah. What a complete mess.
She wanted to cuddle.
Yeah. Jeez.
Because she was feeling affectionate until she wasn't.
Yep. Capable of anything.
And that's the news for today, Monday, May 21st.
Double M, XV, triple I.
I am Southwest Florida's most respected anchorman.
There he is, little Mucky Haney, telling it like it is.
Jason and Todd from the Diamond District bringing us news this afternoon. You know, we thank them.
I really enjoyed that email today about the guy that said we made it seem like home.
Yep.
That one stuck with me.
Means a lot to us. It really does. We're going to take a break. We will be back. We are the Stan and Haney Show.
We're just like most of you. Financially devastated ex-husbands, unrepentantly proud fathers, and underappreciated employees. Stan and Haney in the afternoon on 96 K-Rock.
Hey, everybody. Stan and Haney. Thank you for joining us. Roger Marley coming up next at 6 o'clock. I just saw him. He walked in the studio, picked up a chair, and threw it into the wall.
Oh, Jesus.
And then grabbed a broom handle and broke all the track lighting bulbs.
I got to get the hell out of here, man.
Jesus, he's a trip hammer.
Don't want to get on the wrong side of that bastard.
Look at the wall.
Violent son of a bitch.
And then he looked at me straight in the eye and he says, you tell anybody I did this, I'm going to kick your ass.
Jeez.
Yep.
And you just told me.
Yep.
I won't tell him.
I'm in trouble. Yeah, it's between us.
Oh, man.
One of the most mild-mannered people I know. But hey, don't kid yourself. He's a trip hammer. Let's get you updated on traffic.
Jeez, that creeps me out.
K-Rock traffic.
A couple of things on the board. We'll start in Fort Myers, crash, Three Oaks Parkway, and Alico Road. And still working this one in Estero. crash South Tamiami Trail at the Village Shops Way, and you are up to date.
Now my daddy died when I was 3.
That's true.
My mama didn't bounce me on her knee.
Did she or did she not?
My grandma and grandpa's done passed on.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of left me all alone. My wife took off after our first child. Oh, my kind of rambling life wasn't her kind of style. So I kind of got toughened up and hard to learn not to feel. They started calling me the Man of Steel. My friends all call me Superman. I never let nobody get an upper hand. Lord, I don't know what I'm going to do. 'Cause the Man of Steel done got the blues.
Dirty women, they give me their blues.
No woman ever got the best of me.
Tell them, Randall.
I could walk right out with ease.
Till I fell in love and then she walked out. The Man of Steel got melted down. Now I can't sleep and I can't eat.
No, yet you can't.
Can't watch no love scenes on TV.
And I don't know what I'm going to do.
Man of Steel done got the blues.
My friends all call me Superman. Superman never let no woman get an upper hand. Lord, I don't know what I'm gonna do. Hey, the Man of Steel done got the blues.
That's all right. She's long gone. She's nobody. And you're still Bo Seeds.
Yeah.
It's time once again for another Stan and Haney stand-up comedy classic. Classic comedy like it used to be on 96 K-Rock.
But we did go to Africa. Well, I didn't tell my wife we were staying in tents. And it's getting dark, and we roll up on the tent. Whoop! And that's when the kids and my wife went, whoa, whoa, wait, whoa, what's going on? And the safari guy goes, listen, do not be worried. Tonight you're going to hear lions and you're going to hear hyenas. They will be all around the tent hunting all evening. Whatever you do, do not scream or turn on any of your phone lights because then the animals know something's inside the tent.
So what keeps them from coming in the tent?
Just keep it zipped and locked, and you will be safe. Enjoy the night.
Yeah, you look at your wife and kids, you're like, well, all right, well, you heard them. I'm going to lock up. You guys put your jammies on.
And that feeling of locking up, there's no, like, click, click, bolt. It's just...
I don't know about you guys, I feel good about this.
Let me double check.
Yep, we're safe. We're safe.
Have yourselves a great evening. Lord willing, we'll be back here tomorrow at 2 o'clock for the Stan and Haney Show, 96K Rock. And we leave you this afternoon with this. And at the Colusa Nature Center, they have in their, they rehabilitate animals, some that can't be put back out into the wild.
Well, they haven't proven they can be trusted yet.
Right. Others that are rescue animals and stuff. So it was a rainy day. It was muddy, and I wasn't going to go walking
on the
tracks.
It's been raining for 2 weeks now.
I'm at the Nature Center. We finished the planetarium show, and we're just looking around. I'm walking through before we get to the trail, and inside cat carriers underneath the stairs, they're rehabilitating a big hoot owl and hawks. And they're in, like, cat carriers, and you're like, had no idea they were there. They're just, oh, there they are. And then they have the cage where they have the bald eagle that has the broken wing, and he's in the cage. And you looked at a few other things. They had a few tortoises and, yes, raccoons that they have to take out for some reason. And so we're seeing all these things. And that was interesting, but nothing really big. And it's raining, and it's coming down. I'm starting to get wet. My shoes are getting wet and muddy. Walking through the parking lot. Not caged, not being rehabilitated, caught him completely off guard. I'm staring down face to face.
Pervert?
Oh, yep, yep, yep. Guy called Peter the Perv. Yep. Scratched himself and then ran off. No. A full-grown adult red fox.
They're fun.
Walked right up. I'm walking down the sidewalk, and he's walking the other way, and there was a meeting of the minds. We were both eyeballing each other.
Hey, we didn't plan on this. No harm, no foul. Let's just go on.
And I'm like going, wait a second. This isn't something that they're rehabilitating. This isn't an exhibit. I'm eye-to-eye with a full-grown adult red fox.
Well, they don't
fox.
Get that big, do they?
Oh, this was a size.
Like cat size?
No! This was like, I thought it was a dog.
What kind of dog? Size-wise?
This would be like, you know, the kind of dogs that...
Minpin?
No! That herd sheep. You know those sheep dogs, those field sheep dogs?
You're talking like an old English sheep dog?
Yeah, not a raggedy... No! Let's say
like a terrier.
About the size of
like a rat terrier?
No, it's bigger than that. Like a boxer.
Huh.
Big boy. Right
there. That had to be like a granddaddy.
He was big. And a big, giant, fluffed up tail. Ears all perked up.
Did it make a noise?
Nope.
Did you make a noise at it?
Just a stunned noise.
Because I know when you get stunned, you make a certain noise.
Look, for about 3 seconds, for about 3 seconds, 3-4 seconds, the only thing you could hear was the rain hitting the leaves.
Eye contact?
Oh, yes! And staring at each other, and then...
Now, how close were you really? Feet or yards?
From me to D-Train.
Oh, that's safe.
Oh, yeah, sure. So we're eyeballing.
Well, it wouldn't be safe if it was something that meant you harm, but it doesn't mean you harm.
He didn't move. I took a step forward, and just like a dog that you let out of the house for the first time in like a week, he starts doing the old trot, and they're spazzy.
Oh, yeah, they're a lot of fun.
They're a spaz animal.
You've been around them before, haven't you?
I've seen them, like, behind a cage, and then up north I've seen them when they were robbing chickens out of the chicken coop and running away, but never, like, eyeballing each other.
They're fun.
And as soon as I took a step forward, he started right out into the woods.
I've told you.
Scared me. It startled me.
I've told you this before. You remember when I lived on the river? Everything came through my yard. And remember, I had that big lanai.
Yeah.
Like, you could jog on that lanai.
Yeah, and you had those raccoons. Those were, and they were swarming, like about 20 of them. That's creepier.
But
This was fascinating.
But one day, I was doing something else, and then I turn around and I notice the cat is running back and forth the length of the lanai. It was a long lanai. And it's like it's running laps. And I go, what the hell? Cats don't act like that. What are you doing? And I walk out there, and the cat freezes. And on the other side of the screen, as close as it can be, is a fox.
There's something.
And once both of them realized I wasn't coming out there, I wasn't going to do anything to them, they went right back to it, and they were racing back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Like, they're having a great time. And that cat was very territorial, didn't like the raccoons, didn't like any other animals, but it loved to play with the fox.
Yeah, this,
they're up to something.
Somebody just pointed something out, and I'm pretty sure it was a fox. But this, they say, one texter said it gets to about 30 pounds, and that the way that it could have been a coyote.
You know the difference between a coyote and a fox.
I most certainly do, and this looked like a fox, unless coyotes get a reddish color fur. Do they? They're gray, right? They're not red.
They could.
What?
Yeah.
Like a red fur?
That's why I was thinking.
Big fluffy tail?
Yeah.
But it had red fur.
Do you know the difference between a coyote and a fox?
Pretty sure I do. I think I'm intelligent enough to spot the difference, and I'm saying that was a fox.
Because I'm willing to go to war on your side. But if I come to find out that you don't know the difference between a coyote and a fox.
I know the difference between a fox and a coyote.
Blue skies. Yeah. Every day's a gift.